United Healthcare. Get real-time assistance when signing into uhcprovider.com with our on-demand chat for claims, benefits, authorizations, and more. Plus, try API Marketplace for a free and secure way to automate your transactions at uhcprovider.com/tryapi. For English, just remain on the line.
Para continuar en español, diga español o apre menú.
Hello, I'm Avery, your virtual assistant at United Healthcare. Before we get started, please tell me if you are calling as a member or a healthcare professional.
Healthcare professional.
In a few words, tell me why you are calling today.
Authorization.
Sure. What type of prior authorization are you calling about?
Medical.
Here are a few things you can say. Sure. To better assist you, please specify whether your medical authorization is related to inpatient or it is related to outpatient or something else.
Outpatient.
And what is the member ID? I'm still listening. What is the member's ID number?
9911893160.
I heard 9911893160. Is that correct?
Correct.
What's the member's date of birth, including the four-digit year? For example, June 19, 1967.
December 9, 1958.
Thank you. One moment while I pull up the account. All right, I have the account in front of me now. Okay, what is your NPI?
11947955575.
Thanks. I've got it. Please hold while you're transferred to our self-service system. Please wait while I gather some information. The last four digits of the reference number are 7414. Would you like to hear it again?
No.
United's verification of a member's benefits is not a guarantee of payment. And United is not entering into a contract for payment of any amount by providing this information. Payments are only determined when claims are received and processed through the member's plan. For the prior authorization, the NPI must match the provider in our records. Would you like to continue with NPI 11947955575? For the prior authorization... Now, would you like to check status, start a new request, or check a specific procedure code? I'm sorry, I didn't understand. You can say check status or press 1, start a new request or press 2. For your procedure code, are you calling to check benefits or prior authorization?
Prior authorization.
All right, tell me what's the procedure code?
Represent.
Please hold while your call is being transferred.
Would you be willing to take a brief survey at the end of this call?
No.
Okay, I'm transferring you to an advocate.
Notification or prior authorization is not a verification, guarantee of benefits, or clinical determination. Coverage and payment for an item or service is governed by the member's benefit plan document, and if applicable, the provider's participation agreement with the health plan.
Good health care, as your provider service advocate, may you have your first name and last name initial, please?
Say hi, Ali. My name is William. Initial to my last name is B as a by.
I'm so sorry. Your first name is William, and then your last name initial?
B as a boy.
Thank you so much. And may I also have the provider's name and address?
Dr. Alan Parr. His address is 7. Oh, allow me just a moment.
Sure, not a problem.
Highway 190 East Service Road, Suite 101, Covington, Louisiana 70433.
Thank you so much. And what is the member's full name and date of birth?
This is for Karen Miles. Date of birth is December 9, 1958.
Thank you so much. Currently pulling up the members policy here. And by the way, if you have an access to our online portal, we already have a chat support available 24 hours. And for assistance, all you need to do is to go to contact us at your most convenient time. So how can I help you with this members policy?
I have several codes, CPT codes, and just wanted to know if authorization is required for them or not.
Sure. Can definitely take a look at the information here. Is this for outpatient or inpatient?
It is for outpatient.
And what will be the place of service?
It is outpatient facility.
Okay. Is there an expected service start date?
No.
Okay. And I'm ready to get the procedure codes.
The codes are 72141. 73221 and 72414. Oh, hang on. The codes are incorrect. I'll have to correct them. Just allow me a moment.
Sure, not a problem. Take your time.
Milta. All right. So I have the correct codes now. The first one is 72148.
Mm-hmm.
73221.
Okay.
72141.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you happen to have the diagnosis code?
So the diagnosis codes are MS Mike 54.16 and MS Mike 25.571. and MS Mike 47.892.
Thank you so much. Allow me to check if prior authorization is required. So as per checking off is not needed for these codes?
For either of them?
Yes, that is correct. No authorization was required or is required for these codes.
Can you also make sure if the facility where the procedures will be done is in network or not?
Sure, I can definitely check the network status of the facility and if you have the NPI.
Sure, just allow me one moment. Domestic. It's 169-979-3166.
And what is the facility name and address?
Diagnostic Imaging Services. There are multiple addresses. What do you see at your end?
I see multiple addresses listed in our record, so I need you to verify the address that you have.
Do you have one with 4241 Veterans Boulevard?
And what is the state?
Louisiana.
The city and zip code?
Mm-hmm. 70006.
Okay, thank you so much. What is the tax ID number?
I do not have that information. I'm sorry.
Okay, so not a problem. So as per checking, that provider under that address that you provided is in network under the member's policy.
Okay. Let me document that real quick and I'll take that reference number from you, Ali.
Sure. Let me generate one for you. And while I'm generating, is there anything else apart from this?
How do you spell your name? Is it A-L-I or is it
A-L-Y?
A-L-Y. And your initial?
It's L for Lima. And while I'm generating, William, I just wanted to verify if based on our call today, do you think United Healthcare is easy to work with?
Mm-hmm. It is the best.
Thank you so much. Have I answered all your questions today? Are you satisfied with the level of service I provided?
Yes, ma'am. You have been wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And one more last question, William. Is there anything specific that you would like to share with us with your overall experience with United Healthcare, such as the IVR, the website, or with the previous advocate that you've spoken with?
No.
Okay, perfect. I already have the call reference number generated here. And that's going to be
131-616-875. 875.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to repeat the decal reference number one more time?
It's 131-616-875.
Yes, that is correct. Mm-hmm. And also, William, before we end this call, is it okay if I ask if you're taking a brief survey? No worries, it won't take so much of your time because it's already voice activated and we're striving for its perfect 10-10-10 as being the highest score. Also, the survey is regarding on how I assisted you today. Is that okay?
Sure.
Thank you so much. And let me go ahead and connect you over. And once again, my name is Ali, your provider service advocate. It's my pleasure assisting you today checking the authorization requirements under the member's policy. You stay on the line and go ahead and transfer you to our survey line. Have a wonderful day and stay safe. Goodbye for now.
Goodbye.
Thank you for participating.